This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Xcel Energy says lawsuits related to the Marshall Fire in Boulder County could seriously hurt its bottom line. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
An investigation by the Boulder County Sheriff's Office found an Xcel Energy power line is one likely cause of the Marshall Fire, the most destructive fire in state history. The company now faces more than half a dozen lawsuits to help recover the damages. In a call with shareholders Thursday, CEO Bob Frenzel reiterated,
"We strongly disagree with that conclusion."
But he acknowledged the company could still be held liable. In that event, the company's insurance would only cover about $500 million, far less than it might end up owing to plaintiffs. Hearings on the case are set to kick off in September. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado has its first indigenous member of the State Water Conservation Board. Lorelei Cloud, a member of the Southern Ute Tribe, says the board will benefit from more tribal input.
Their mission is to conserve, protect, and develop and manage Colorado's water for present and future generations. And honestly, that's not much different than what we believe as Ute people.
Cloud is also the vice chair on the Southern Ute Tribal Council. She was appointed to the board in March by Governor Polis. A father and son from Highlands Ranch are facing federal charges related to the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection. David Tyner and Christian Tyner were arrested last month. The FBI was able to identify them using surveillance footage taken during the Capitol riot. A comic book shop in Boulder was robbed of more than $7,000 worth of rare books. Boulder police say a man broke into Time Warp Comics, a longtime Boulder business, and took the store's most valuable collector's items. The stolen comics include the first ever issues of Silver Surfer and Miss Marvel, as well as a copy of Spider-Man number 11, signed by the late Stan Lee. In Boulder, a high of 88 this afternoon, Denver 89, Colorado Springs 86, and temperatures staying just a little cooler along the Front Range this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.